across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
The coffee's ready, so pour yourself a cup and get set for today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. It's an hour of news and information for ag producers right here in CJ Country. We'll get you an update of the forecast, catch you up on the latest news from Washington, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk with the Ag ReadyNet Farm News, Max Armstrong with Farm Progress America, and much more. So let's get started as we pay a visit to the American countryside.
You've perhaps heard of the wise old owl. But are owls really that wise? And where did we get the idea that this bird possessed better knowledge than other birds? Those are the types of questions Carol answers every day. I'll take you to that one-of-a-kind place on this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
When Carol Bloom helped begin an owl festival in Houston, Minnesota in the late 1990s, she had no idea what it would become.
When we started getting more than 1,000 people coming to the festival, that's more than the population of our town. Then I started thinking, hey, there's a wolf center, a bear center, a crane center, an eagle center. There's no all-owl education center in the United States.
The owl festival continues yet today, attracting from 1,000 to 2,500 people each year. They also created a permanent international owl center so people could come year-round to see and learn about owls. So why are people so interested in owls?
Because if you go back through history, some of the oldest cave art in the world is owls. So it's not just us, it's humans around the world throughout history have been fascinated with owls. I tend to think it's more that you don't see them much. I mean, we hear them, but rarely do you get to see them, so they're kind of mysterious.
I asked Carol if these are truly wise old owls.
I don't think anybody that works with owls would accuse them of being wise. The wise owl thing probably dates back to Athena and ancient Greece, because she was the goddess of wisdom. She was always pictured with a little owl.
What about owls and their vision?
Some owls are very much hearing-focused, and some are more vision-focused. So in general, they have very good vision. They have much better low-light vision than we do.
You can come here to the International Owl Center to see a variety of species and learn about the many interesting aspects of each type. It's a one-of-a-kind location to learn more about a bird we rarely see. Traveling the countryside, Houston, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCray.
There's plenty going on this morning in the barns around CJ Country. Tony St. James has gathered up his notes, and he's standing by with Agriculture Today, right after this. Farmers, just one phone call can take care of all of your animal bedding needs. LVM Materials is in the business of producing sawdust year-round and will deliver directly to your farm. Call for a quote today, 322-8878, or visit lvmmaterials.com.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
The biggest loss in American agriculture is occurring in the middle as commercial family farms steadily disappear. USDA data show nearly 79% of farms generate under 100,000 in annual sales, yet control only about a quarter of farmland. And at the same time, farms selling more than $1 million of products represent just over 6% of operations, but manage about 36% of all ag land. So that leaves mid-sized farms historically Backbones of rural communities squeeze between scale efficiency and limited access to capital. It's these operations that are often too large to rely on off-farm income, but yet too small to capture the purchasing and marketing advantages of larger competitors. So, as a result, many mid-tier producers either expand significantly or exit entirely. Shift affects local equipment dealers, lenders, and service providers traditionally depended on a wide base of independent commercial farms. Now, the data reinforces economists' concerns that the rural economy is losing its broad commercial producer base rather than that agriculture itself is shrinking. A proposed $85 billion merger between Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern could significantly alter rail competition, shipping cost, and service reliability for ag shippers if approved by federal regulators. Surface Transportation Board is actually reviewing the deal, which would create the nation's first coast-to-coast freight railroad. Supporters argue that the combined network would streamline long-distance grain movements, especially shipments from the Midwest to southeastern feed and milling markets, by reducing interchange delays at hubs like Chicago, St. Louis, Memphis, and New Orleans. Now, the companies project $4.2 billion in new revenue, $1 billion in annual cost savings, and diversion of more than 2 million truckloads per year to rail. But opponents, including competing railroads and shippers groups, warn that the merged carrier could control more than 40% of U.S. rail traffic, reducing competition and raising freight rates. They also cite risk of service disruption similar to consolidation problems during the 1990s rail mergers, which affected ag shipments. Softer U.S. dollar is improving export competitiveness for American crops. It's offering potential price support without requiring lower farm gate bids. That's according to economists with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension. And because most global ag commodities are priced in dollars, exchange rates directly affect foreign buying power. So when the dollar weakens, overseas buyers can purchase more U.S. grain and fiber using their local currency. It often strengthens export demand and supporting domestic prices. Opposite, though, occurs during a strong dollar environment, which tends to slow export movement and pressure bids. Farmers preparing for spring planting facing another year of tight margins as large carryover stocks expected to outweigh solid production potential. That's according to an outlook from Terrain economists. They say large carryover stocks will limit the upside despite solid yields. It's Agriculture Today.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018.
A check of the forecast for CJ Country is about a half hour away. But first, let's join Max Armstrong in Farm Progress America when we return.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust WoodMax, proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, WoodMax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, WoodMax has the attachment for your property. property's needs. Each WoodMax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit WoodMax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. USDA announced last week that it will award more than $212 million to farm groups and cooperatives through two key export support programs. For commodity producers who depend on international markets, this funding helps level the playing field against foreign competition. I'll have more details when we return.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
I'm Sarah McNaughton, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer that burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or at farmprogress.com.
The USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service announced awardees for the Foreign Market Development Program and the Market Access Program earlier this month. Together, these cost-share partnerships help U.S. producers build and maintain a competitive presence in global markets. Under the Foreign Market Development Program, FAS will allocate more than $31 million to 18 trade organizations representing American ag producers. Through the Market Access Program, FAS will provide more than $181 million to 68 different organizations and cooperatives. FMD funding increased $4 million compared to 2025, while MAP funding rose more than $9 million year over year. For commodity producers, these programs have proven themselves critical. Export markets account for a significant portion of demand for crops like soybeans, corn, wheat, and sorghum, as well as for beef and pork. Without active market development efforts, U.S. products can lose ground to competitors from Brazil, Argentina, Australia, and the European Union. The American Soybean Association received the largest FMD allocation at more than $7.8 million, plus an additional $6.8 million from MAP. ASA CEO Steven Sensky said, quote, "The FMD and MAP programs are essential tools that enable American soybean farmers to compete and succeed in the global marketplace." The U.S. Meat Export Federation received the largest MAP allocation at just over $14 million, along with more than $910,000 from FMD. USMEF President Dan Hallstrom emphasized the program's track record, saying, quote, "These programs have a proven track record of delivering critical returns for U.S. farmers, ranchers, and the entire red meat supply chain." USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Luke Lindbergh said that partnering with industry ensures these resources are deployed efficiently and that decisions can remain farmer-driven. I'll be back with more after this.
Supreme International is bringing its legendary know-how to an all-new standard lineup of TMR mixers, except there's nothing standard about it. With the Precision Ag Series, every model is purpose-built for how you feed. From once-a-day mixing to commercial operations and everything in between, there's a Precision Series TMR mixer to fit. Maximize your uptime, consistency, and efficiency with the reliable performance Supreme is known for. Talk to your local Supreme dealer today.
The USDA's recent announcement of further funding to support commodity exports was celebrated by the industry, as these programs have helped promote American food, fuel, and fiber into new markets. And that's essential when we take a look at our current competitive global marketplace. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, a proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
A hot cup of coffee in your radio is a great way to get another day started. Up next, it's news for producers and farmers from across the Northeast. It's the AgReadyNet Farm News with Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk when we return.
The Western New York Energy Shelby Ethanol Plant invites corn growers to call toll-free 866-610-6705 for the current corn bid and to discuss corn contracting options. The company also offers transportation services. Ask about an on-farm price for your corn or a quote for any of your other commodity transportation needs. Picked up and delivered pricing and other information about the company's high-quality, low-fat dairy distillers grain can be obtained by calling 798-9693. Western New York Energy is proud to be partnering with New York farmers to produce clean, renewable, and domestic energy.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Market analysts have been suggesting that perhaps domestic demand for cheese had hit its peak. But there was a promising result in domestic demand for cheese in November, a 4.8% increase year over year. There's maybe some expectations that it grew even more in December for the holiday season. Cheese production schedules across the country are variable but busy. Export sales have been strong, critical outlet for the extremely high U.S. cheese production. U.S. cheese does remain competitively priced on the global market. Prices have declined at Chicago. Block cheddar prices moved down every day last week, closing out 8.5 cents lower at $1.38¾. Compared to drama seen in some of the other commodities, the spot dry whey market showed remarkable restraint. Whey market continues to be driven by demand for the higher value ingredients, especially protein, continuing to inch higher and higher. Demand has been unfazed by those strong values. Consumers can't seem to get enough protein, and as long as demand persists, it's expected we'll see tight raw whey supplies expected to keep propping up the dry whey market. We're still a couple of months, maybe three, away from the traditional spring flush, but moderating temperatures have been welcome for dairy producers in most of the country. Lack of precipitation is causing anxiety in the West, but volumes in many parts of the U.S. are starting to move higher. Dairy market stakeholders looking toward spring situation with a little bit of trepidation. Nevertheless, the markets have been moving lower with these increasing production numbers. Here in the East, retail demand has been strong. Industrial demand has been softer. There has been sufficient Class 3 milk available despite ultrafiltration bottling, pulling solids from the supply chain at growing amounts. Manufacturing has made prices more competitive, boosting export interest, and that has been increasingly allowing more milk available for Class 3.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
Quality feed, margins, productivity.
Even your herd knows what's important to you. All dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
In another sign of distressed U.S. farm economy, farm bankruptcies continued climbing last year. According to the American Farm Bureau's Market Intelligence Report, Chapter 12 farm bankruptcies increased for the second year in a row, reaching 315 filings last year, 46% increase from the year before. Midwest and Southeast regions filed 121 and 105 cases, respectively, far outpacing any other regions. Economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation says the data paints a stark picture of the farm economy. Farm bankruptcy is not a perfect indicator of the farm economy, but because data often lags behind real farm finances. Deep crop losses across commodities common in those two regions, the Midwest and the South, have compounded after years of declining receipts and rising expenses. Filing for Chapter 12 bankruptcy is often a last resort for farmers who've incurred large debts to continue operating with increased flexibility for their payments. Midwest states with double-digit filings included Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, and Wisconsin, with a few in Minnesota and Kansas. Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City said the farmers taking out larger operating loans and taking longer to repay them is another indicator. USDA estimates that total farm debt will rise 5.2% to a record $624.7 billion this year alone.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just I...
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well, I...
Well, it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered. And keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha...
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
We'll get an update from the USDA in just a few minutes, but not before we hear from Jeff Ishii and the On the Farm Report, right after these messages.
Do you know the difference between a caregiver and a care partner? When it comes to dementia, those terms help us understand the shift from two people helping each other, more or less equally, to one person becoming much more dependent on the other. Are you a dementia caregiver? Perhaps you care for your spouse, parent, family member, or friend. Whoever it is, being the dementia caregiver can build relationships and test them. Having helpful information about dementia can empower you to survive and thrive as a caregiver. Hello, I'm Bill, and I want to thank you for the care you've provided. I have faced similar situations. So I'm speaking on behalf of the Dementia Society of America, a national nonprofit organization. Request our free guide filled with tips on care, planning, and important facts about brain health, dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Thank you.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
And we're back, looking at another lopsided matchup, Jim. Today we have a combine taking on a train.
Yeah, that heavy train is about 1,000 times heavier than the combine. No competition there.
Right, especially given that it'll take at least a mile to stop that train.
That's 18 football fields.
It's no contest. Every day people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
This message brought to you by Operation Lifesaver.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Taking a look at rural and agricultural news all around the eastern United States, cattle producers in Tennessee are scrutinizing a recent forecast for beef cattle prices in 2026. Cattle Facts issued a report which indicates cattle and beef prices are forecast to average steady to higher in 2026. Tennessee ranks number 16 in the nation for cattle production. Apple orchards in New York State are busy in mid-February. Research indicates that winter is the best time for dormant pruning. When apple trees are pruned properly, their yield the following season is much higher due to better sunlight and airflow. And tobacco growers in Kentucky are planning for a labor shortage in 2026. Beyond having fewer workers, Kentucky tobacco growers are also seeing higher production costs. Kentucky farmers raise between 60 and 70 million pounds of tobacco every year.
Soil, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Soil Ship Enterprise to explore soil life, to boldly grow where cover crops have never grown before.
Farmer's log, soil date 31655.4. We've come across some strange but incredibly helpful life forms. We didn't have to travel far to find them, but these organisms have proven invaluable on our trip through the solar system. They help feed us by nourishing and protecting our crops. They've built our soil structure to make it more resilient to the harsh weather we encounter. Our sensors indicate they're even helping us store carbon that plants take out of the atmosphere and put it back into the soil. Guess you can say our living and life-giving soil is the best thing to cling on to.
Sorry. That's soil fleet humor.
Visit your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
More rural and agricultural news at our website, onthefarmradio.com. Our pearl of wisdom today is a good one, very true. We should frame every so-called disaster with these words. In 5 years, is this even going to matter? That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.
Are you a dementia caregiver? Perhaps you care for your spouse, family member, or friend. Whoever it is, being a dementia caregiver can build relationships and test them. I'm Bill, and I want to thank you for the care you have provided. I've faced similar situations, so I'm speaking on behalf of the Dementia Society of America, a nonprofit organization. Request our free guide filled with tips on care, planning, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Thank you.
What does Washington know about farming here in CJ country? Well, let's find out with this update from the USDA.
It's the latest part of the National Farm Security Action Plan introduced by USDA and partners last summer.
A memorandum of understanding that paves the way for additional collaboration between the Department of War and the United States Department of Agriculture.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, along with War Department Secretary Pete Hegseth at the recent MOU signing event. Among the collaborations,
a new partnership between the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency with DARPA and the USDA Chief Scientist.
Secretary Rollins discusses what this partnership should foster.
First, the sharing of information regarding security vulnerabilities in agriculture. Second, collaboration to develop novel technological solutions to American agriculture's biggest challenges. And third, the exchange of personnel to ensure both departments are well equipped to protect American agriculture.
War Secretary Hegseth believes with DARPA itself and the DARPA, USDA Office of the Chief Scientist collaboration specifically,
they can do things, they can design things, they can bring things to life that no other agency across the federal government is remotely capable of.
He emphasized the significance of the Memorandum of Understanding in advancing three objectives.
We're going to promote agricultural and economic prosperity, defend the foundations of agriculture and food, and strengthening domestic and agricultural productivity.
Also announced by the Agriculture Secretary,
to further support these efforts, USDA is also creating the Office of Research, Economic, and Science Security within the USDA Office of the Chief Scientist.
Regarding the purpose of this new office,
this will be responsible for coordinating research security efforts across the entire USDA research enterprise, including both intramural and extramural activities. This action builds upon USDA's efforts to implement the National Security Presidential Memorandum 33 from the first Trump administration and other research security directives.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
It's another busy morning in the parlors around CJ country. Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now is up right after these messages.
If you need manure handling equipment, you know who to call. Ortel Supply of Arcade. Ortel Supply has been a trusted name with farmers for over 55 years because they know how to treat customers right. The entire staff is grateful for the lasting relationships they've enjoyed with the farming community. Ortel Supply carries a fine line of manure management equipment. Names like Husky, Bell Metal, and Bazooka Farmstar. Call them toll-free at 877-496-5050. Ortel Supply on Liberty Street in Arcade.
It's time now for Inside Dairy, powered by Farm and Ranch Media. Your fresh take on all things dairy. Now, here's your host, Susan Littlefield.
Welcome to Inside Dairy. The Agricultural Coalition for USMCA is a group of agricultural organizations coming together as the review process is underway for the USMCA. National Milk Producers Federation and U.S. Dairy Export Council Executive Vice President for Trade Policy and Global Affairs is Shauna Morris.
Well, USMCA made up $3.6 billion in exports for the U.S. dairy industry in 2024 alone. That $3.6 billion in just 1 year represents 44% of all our exports. It's a really sizable amount of the total demand for American dairy farmers' milk. And that impact at the farm level is, of course, then amplified further throughout the dairy supply chain, generating all those additional knock-on economic distributions discussed in the report. That's huge. And it's also why dairy farmers and processors have made such big investments in our partnership with Mexico's dairy industry in particular. Year over year, we've seen how this agreement can support not just trade flows, but collaborative work to expand the total demand for dairy products between our two countries by building on the base of the trade agreement. And that's what makes USMCA so important. USMCA is an extremely strong agreement, but it's not perfect. The USMCA review offers an unmissable opportunity to make some targeted enhancements so the agreement can live up to its full intended potential. Most notably, Canada still has a lot of work to do to hold up its end of the bargain on dairy. For years now, Canada's been playing games with access to its dairy tariff rate quotas, and that's resulted in shortfalls in the export access the U.S. negotiated for. They've also circumvented key disciplines introduced on Canadian dairy exports to limit distortions in other markets.
More Inside Dairy after this.
Download the Farm and Ranch Media mobile app today. Stay up to date with markets, ag weather, the latest news affecting agriculture, and much more. You can also listen back to past episodes of our farm programming from the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, and Market Talk, along with podcasts such as American Ag Today, Cattle Chatter, Farm Unfiltered, Inside Dairy, and so much more. Search for Farm and Ranch Media in your Apple App Store or Google Play Store and download it for free today.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
And welcome back to Inside Dairy. We're continuing to hear from Shauna Morris with the National Milk Producers Federation and the U.S. Dairy Export Council as she shares her dairy thoughts. As she talks more about the importance of USMCA, but also going through this review process.
Make sure that we're preserving access that was intended to be delivered here in this agreement and keeping those trade flows moving. I think for us from the dairy perspective, some of those key improvement areas for agriculture certainly are in the dairy space, particularly as we look north to the Canadians. Again, those are not earth-shatteringly brand new concepts, but rather follow-through areas that the agreement sought out to address, but haven't been working as intended in practice. The review really is well-designed to be able to take a step back and look at where is the agreement working really strongly, this is the case in most areas, and where does some surgical work needed so that we can iron out those challenge areas. We have issues with respect to our exports into the Canadian market. We, in particular, want to see significant reforms made to how Canada is doling out the ability to use the tariff rate quotas that USMCA created for a whole host of different dairy products. Right now, virtually all that TRQ access is given to Canadian processors who have, let's say, mixed incentives in terms of how much dairy they want to bring in and what types of dairy from the U.S. Others in the supply chain in Canada, like retailers, restaurants, are cut out of the process entirely, and importers and distributors are relegated to a very small slice of it. So fixing those rules so that the full supply chain has access to the TRQs and we actually see them filling, that's one thing. So follow through on what you already offered to give to the U.S. That shouldn't be that hard an ask.
And that's another edition of Inside Dairy.
The CJ Country FM network brings you the CJ Agribusiness Report Monday through Saturday between 5 and 6 a.m. It's time to pause for these messages. Then we're back with a Farm to Fork Report with Daryl Anderson.
For your livestock marketing needs, it's Empire Livestock, Route 19 and Pavilion. Whether it's cattle, dairy, goats, or beef, calves, hogs, goats, or sheep, sales run every Monday and Thursday each week. Empire Livestock's enhanced services and knowledgeable market managers and staff help you with every step of your sale. EmpireLivestock.com has weekly market reports and all upcoming sales. Call Tony Perry with Market Operations at 483-1687 or West Region Administrator Sue Rogers at 356-0334 to find out how Empire Livestock can help you with your livestock needs.
Farming and maintaining your property are year-round jobs made easier with a dependable, easy-to-maintain tractor and conveniently accessible parts and fluids from J-Love Farm Supply. The snow is in the air, but you're still clearing the lane, feeding the cows, and performing that essential maintenance in the shop. J-Love Farm Supply has all the genuine AGCO parts and certified service expertise you need to keep your operation and homestead running. Stop into our locations in Batavia, North Java, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. J-Love Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AGCO parts and service.
So there's skim milk, aka fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
Around the world, wheat production continues to rise, creating a bear market for producers. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A farm can be a wonderful place to grow up, but it can also be a dangerous place. Statistically, a child dies on a farm every 3 days somewhere in America. That needs to be fixed. Do whatever you can to make sure your kids keep safety top of mind, working or playing. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Oklahoma State University Extension Grain Marketing Specialist Todd Hubbs expects bumper wheat supplies around the world will continue.
Globally for wheat, we've been seeing the crops get bigger in all the major exporting countries. Australia had a huge crop. Argentina looks like they're putting on a record crop for them. They raised the Russian crop from last year as well. And the United States had a decent-sized crop. It wasn't a record, but we're still carrying a lot of wheat around. And the global competition is getting really stiff. So while we've seen some slightly smaller crops in the Middle East, the competition is going to be tough for us to ship in the second half of this marketing year.
Despite some reports of fewer planted acres than expected for some crops, Hubbs is a bit skeptical.
I would not count on the loss of acres in my marketing if I was a producer right now. We've seen these kind of things before in the past. People think maybe the harvested acres aren't going to be there, and they show up. So it's a little bit uncertain.
Hub's comments are courtesy of the OSU Extension television program SunUp. Back to Oklahoma tomorrow for some perspective on beef prices in the grocery store. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Burt's Lumber is hiring. Burt's is looking for a qualified person to join their team. You must be skilled in customer service. Retail sales experience in the lumber business is a plus. You will have various job requirements. Physical labor is also involved. Saturday and Sunday hours are required. Starting pay will range between $17 and $20 an hour, depending upon experience. The position includes paid vacation and paid holidays. Apply in person to complete an application. Burt's Lumber in Perry is an equal opportunity employer.
Don't act like that. Don't wear that. Don't think that. I've heard everything you tell yourself every time you felt different. And I want you to know that you can be vulnerable and powerful. That taking care of your mind is taking care of everyone you love and who loves you. Love your mind. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The CJ Country Morning Show is headed your way in just a few minutes. But before we wrap up today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report, we'll hear from Tony St. James and the American Cattle News and Closing Market Report. After this, check of the weather.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Bucks Motorsports in Akron. Put some fun into winter. Check out the latest snowmobiles from Polaris and Ski-Doo, plus trailers, winter gear, ATVs, and side-by-sides with plows. Go to BucksMotorsports.com to find out more. For today, widespread, dense fog, mainly before 7 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 42. Rain likely tonight, mainly after 5 a.m., mostly cloudy, low around 33. For Friday, rain before 4 p.m., and then rain mixed possibly with snow, high near 44. Currently at the Genesee County Airport is 28 degrees.
American Cattle News. Looking at beef imports and beef exports. Producers right now making money. More after this.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Dan Hallstrom is CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation on beef exports.
You know, we're down, but primarily because of China. So you're looking at year-to-date, you're down about 18-19% on the volume. But if you take the China situation out, it's only down about 2 or 3%. So, you know, the China deal, I mean, we have the vast majority of the plants still not relisted. That's a priority, but we're really, until that happens, we're really focused on, you know, the rest of the world. And the rest of the world, quite frankly, is performing. In fact, record-breaking performance in some of these markets. So I'll give you one example. You look at Central America. Central America, you know, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Panama, El Salvador, et cetera, you know, 5-10 years ago, they would buy U.S. beef, but only when the price was right. It was usually select or no roll. Today, they're buying every week. They're buying choice and higher only. So you've seen it. That's a good example of a market where you've seen a transition of the buyer to quality. And not only appreciating quality, but willing to pay it. And as you know, the last 7-8 months, we saw record highs on the choice cutout of $414. We're still 370-ish today. By historical standards, these are high prices. Hasn't been a problem. They're not only are they willing to pay, they want it. They want the quality product. So this is a real defining moment for the beef industry. I think it's just a testament to how good demand really is.
And when it comes to importing beef?
So let the market work, because it's making producers money here. And until we get our supply situation, you know, caught up a bit, with more heifers retained, that'll probably continue to be the case.
American Cattle News.
When it comes to risk management, you need an advisor who understands everything you're protecting. Crop Growers agents are on Northeast farms every day. We work with integrity and understanding, not commissions. We understand agriculture, your business, your financial risks, and we're ready to help navigate 2025 policy changes affecting your options in 2026. The deadline for spring coverage is March 15th. Contact your local Farm Credit East office to schedule a free policy review with an agent or row crop specialist.
Unpredictable weather demands equipment that works as hard as you do. That's the Ventrac SSV. Built for sidewalks and tight spaces, the SSV delivers serious performance with versatile attachments like brooms, blades, spreaders, and brine kits, so you can clear, treat, and maintain walkways in one efficient pass. Less labor, more productivity. No handwork slowing you down. From winter storms to spring cleanup, the Ventrac SSV is ready to work. Visit Larry Romance & Son in Arcade, Sheridan, or Woodhull, and ask about the Ventrac SSV today.
When you work the land, you know, out there in some far corner of a field,
there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Sedams Farm and Fleet Service in Perry. Phone 237-2124.
When you're looking for traction from a farm tire, check out the hard-working, earth-gripping 23-degree Firestone tire. 23-degree tread bars take advantage of the added torque of today's high-horsepower tractor and prove superior to 45-degree tread bars in performance and productivity. Save more time, burn less fuel, be more productive with the 23-degree Firestone tire.
Whether you're looking for tires or in the field farm tire service, call Sedams Farm and Fleet Service in Perry, 237-2124.
Here's a look at how your markets closed on Wednesday, February 18th. Corn futures trading higher with March up 3/4 at 4.27. May was up a penny at 4.36 3/4. December up a penny at 4.61. March soybeans off a half at 11.33 1/2. May was up a quarter at 11.49, and new crop November off a penny at 11.16 3/4. Chicago March wheat was up 9 1/4 at 5.47. May gained 10 to 5.52 1/2. Minneapolis spring March up 5 3/4 at 5.74. May up a half, up 5 at 5.85. In the hard red winter March was up 12 1/4 at 5.51. May was up 11 1/4 at 5.61 3/4. Cotton futures trading higher with March gaining 3 points at 61.55. May ended at 63.76, up 12. In July, up 10 at 65.47. Back in Chicago, February live cattle or April live cattle were up off 27 1/2 to 242.52 1/2. June down 2 1/2 at 238.42 1/2. August up 15 to 236.02 1/2. March feeder cattle off 40 at 370.57 1/2, and April was up 17 1/2 to 368. May up 42 1/2 to 364.22 1/2. April lean hogs up 25 at 92.55. May up 67 1/2 to 97, and June up 75 to 106.60. In the Class 3 milk, March up 75 at 1668. April up 74 to 1723. Crude oil, West Texas Intermediate up 286 to 6519. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials up 129 to 49662. The NASDAQ gained 175 to 22753. The S&P up 38 at 6881.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you are ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-952-8424. 800-952-8424. 800-952-8424. That's 800-952-8424.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's morning show next on CJ Country.